It's time for you to be empowered. The Secret Temple and Law of Attraction with Miracle Mentor and Alchemy Life Coach, Robert Zink. And now, America's Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whatever time you might be listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast, I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zink, delighted to be bringing you this podcast daily with personal empowerment, personal success, abundance, prosperity, and of course, information on the Law of Attraction. Hey folks, I want to thank you for sharing our podcast on your Facebook page and on your Twitter feed. It really helps us on your Google Plus. It's all helping us reach more people with this empowering message on the Law of Attraction. You know, I'm not trying to brag. I just want to say that we've been in the trenches doing this since 2009. Nobody, I mean no one, is bringing you the information on a variety of topics that we touch like we do. I mean, we do a lot of research every single day, sometimes late into the night, to get these programs ready for you the next day, because we know it's important for you to hear them. Well, it's important for other people to hear them. I'm on a mission. I believe that the more people that we can empower, the more people we can reach, the better our society, our country, and our world is going to be. You know, when people are empowered, when people have the tools to make the money they desire, the love they crave, and the health they absolutely need, then, you know, the world just becomes better all around. People are happier. The world's a better place. So that's why at the end of every podcast, we always say to pay it forward. You can continue to pay it forward by sharing us on your Facebook page. Thank you so much. You know, one of the beautiful things about Portland, Oregon is there's some absolutely incredible Buddhist temples. And one of them, they have a huge Buddha, a lying Buddha. And I don't know how big it is, but it's huge. And it has been under construction for quite some time. They've been remodeling it or fixing it up. And I drove by the other day and I noticed that it looks so beautiful, so much peace. And so I thought, you know, Buddha had a number of important teachings that are applicable today, even to Western society. You know, Buddha, his dad couldn't promise him that he wouldn't grow old and that he wouldn't die. So Buddha sat under the Bodhi tree for 49 days and discovered Satori, or enlightenment. And from that enlightenment developed various teachings. Now, we're obviously not doing a program on Buddhism today. We are doing a program on personal empowerment and the Law of Attraction and success. So I'm going to share a few Buddha teachings that I think are phenomenal, and I think you should write them down, learn them, and meditate on them. Isn't that what Buddha would want you to do, to meditate? Meditate on them, because if you begin to apply these teachings, I firmly believe it will make a huge difference in your life. I mean, it will change your life from the inside out. And that's where all change truly takes place. I mean, if you really want to master co-creation, if you really want to raise your personal vibration, it comes from the inside out, from working on the microcosm, which will then reflect on the macrocosm. In other words, if you want that new home on the outside, you better already own that new home on the inside. Does that make sense? You following that? Okay, good. Okay, listen, we'll be right back, but I want you to stay tuned because these teachings are astonishing and they will truly empower you. We'll be right back after this.
The quality of your life and your ability to attract everything you want depends on focus, clarity, health, and vitality. Robert Zink and Rachel Haas have developed a powerful program to clear your chakras, thus giving you the focus, clarity, health, and vitality you need to live a productive, vibrant life. Order today the Chakra Cleaning and Mind-Body Healing Program from www.lawofattractionsolutions.com. This program cleans your energy centers, raises your vibration, and helps you to attract abundance, joy, and health. Visit www.lawofattractionsolutions.com to get this amazing audio program and enjoy the benefits of mind-body healing today.
Want to remind you that you are welcome to claim your 30 minutes free of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. Why not put the power of the law of attraction to work for you? Change your life in astonishing ways. You know, it's amazing when people begin miracle mentoring and perhaps they set up a 6-week program or a 3-week program or a 12-week program. And then all of a sudden, a miracle happens 3 days in, 4 days in. Something that they didn't expect, something good happens. When that happens, that really makes people believers in the law of attraction. And that's, I think it begins there. You have to know that this is a law, that it is always working, whether you are thinking positive thoughts or negative thoughts, whether you are self-empowering or self-defeating. So our first teaching from Buddha is, our life is shaped by our mind. We become what we think. Oh my golly, that is just profound. I mean, all of the modern teachings about the law of attraction point to this one teaching of Buddha. And of course, Buddha's teaching runs in parallel to the teachings of the great sage Hermes Trismegistus, or thrice great Hermes, who wrote the Emerald Tablet of Hermes, kind of the cornerstone of Hermetics and the law of attraction. Our life, your life, is shaped by your mind. You become what you think. So people say, Robert, I want to learn how to co-create. It begins by learning to think differently. The difference between someone who has a happy marriage and someone who has been in unsuccessful relationships is how they think and what they attract. The difference between someone who is running a successful advertising agency and someone who is barely fumbling through is where they place their attention, where their thoughts are. And I've done both. I've had very successful advertising agencies and ones that were not so successful. And I understand, as I review, I understand the difference in my thought process. Your life, I'm going to put it in personal terms to you. Your life is shaped by your own mind. You become what you think about. What are you thinking about? What is the dominant thought of your mind? This is the core philosophy of Think and Grow Rich. I mean, if you never bought the book Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, and all you had was this one teaching of Buddha, you would have the core teaching of the book Think and Grow Rich. Our life is shaped by our mind. we become what we think about. You know, most people want to believe it's the opposite. They believe their thoughts are a reflection of life, but it's the other way around. Our next teaching from Buddha. One who conquers himself is greater than another who conquers 1,000 times 1,000 men on the battlefield. Look, we all have distractions. We are all focused at times in the wrong direction. We're pulled off our path. We're pulled off our destiny. We're pulled off our destination. We're pulled in the opposite direction of our desires because perhaps there's something a little bit more shiny at the moment. One who has conquered himself, his fears, her counterintentions, her limiting beliefs, her anxieties, his doubts. One who has done that is greater than someone who has conquered 1,000 times 1,000 men. Focus inward. That's where your success begins to happen. That's where it takes place first and foremost. You want success in the world? You want more money? You want abundance? Then focus inward. Conquer yourself. Let's move on to our next Buddha teaching. If anything is worth doing, do it with your heart. Isn't that what we talk about on this podcast all the time, Rachel? We talk about this almost every day. Passion. Throwing your passion. It's sometimes you have to work to get your passion. You have to flex your muscles a little bit. But it's your passion that drives you. Do it with your whole heart. Throw yourself into it. Light yourself up. If anything is worth, otherwise don't do it. If anything is worth doing, do it with all your heart. You know, I got to listen to that myself. I know this is a counterintention and I'm talking negative now, but I really don't enjoy proofreading and editing my book. It's just not something I enjoy. And that belief, that lack of passion can literally change the outcome of my book sales. I understand that. So what's important for me to do is say, well, I don't normally enjoy this, but I'm going to find a way to make it passionate. I don't care if I have to get a Hershey bar and suck on a Hershey bar while I'm proofreading. Maybe that's what I need to do. But you've got to find the things that you don't like doing, but you need to do. You've got to find a way to put your whole heart and soul into it. Even the stuff you don't like doing. I love this one. This is the next teaching of Buddha. There is no impurity greater than ignorance. Just because you're ignorant about the law of attraction doesn't mean it's not working on you. Just because you deny that it exists doesn't mean it isn't happening. Just because you say there's no black energy or black magic, that it's impossible for it to affect you, doesn't mean it isn't messing up your life. Just because you don't have specialized information necessary to build your business. Have you ever watched that show, Restaurant Impossible? And one of the things that Robert Irvine does in that show is he says, well, what kind of experience did you have in the restaurant business before you opened up a restaurant? And oftentimes people will say, I didn't have any at all. They were ignorant. That's the greatest impurity. You need that specialized knowledge. You need that knowledge of how the universe works. Anytime you can acquire knowledge and apply it, you move yourself out of darkness into light, which leads us to our final teaching of Buddha. When you are lost in the darkness, look for the light. This teaching is the teaching of all spiritual philosophies. When you are lost in darkness, look for the light. The light isn't something out there. It's something in here. The light glows within you. You experience the universe within you. You experience God within you. You experience divine source within yourself. The light is within you. Seek the light. Seek that communion with eternal source. You'll become unstoppable. I believe you are unstoppable. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for sharing and supporting this podcast. You have a great day now. Be sure and pay it forward. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye now.